Book E7 is about the transportation projects. This typology is an important part of the urban society and critical component of the built environment. Transportation projects are a blend between various disciplines, including urban design and architecture. Additionally, projects are in the public realm with different sets of parameters, challenges, and opportunities. For the light rail project of Newark-Elizabeth Rail Link, idea was to be site-specific by responding to the context yet maintaining commonality by integrating system-wide elements. Washington Park Stop is a series of single-sided canopies expressing linearity, further accentuated by an extension of the signage element in a bright light. Broad Street Stop, on the other hand, is a reinterpretation of a butterfly canopy with signage element influencing the form. Hoboken Light Rail Station design encompasses large area along the Hudson River and making this into a waterfront for the public benefit and integrating the light rail station as a part of this newly created landscaped waterfront. Being on the river, we combine the ideas of the rail architecture with that of the nautical architecture. Canopy design is with intermittent glass roof and mast-like columns supporting canopies with cables and beacon lights on the top. Bergen Line Avenue Tunnel Station is a deep station at a depth of 160 feet. At the street level, we used vertical ventilation shafts as a part of the architectural landscape connected by trellis structures as waiting areas for the buses and created an entrance building for the elevators to take people down to the station at the tunnel level. At the station level, well-defined public spaces within the expanded existing tunnel are crafted, separating the two platforms by a wall with operable doors for emergencies. Second Avenue subway system involved 17 stations and many ancillary buildings for the tunnel ventilation and substations. We designed common architectural language for the system but created unique neighborhood connections in response to the context. Entire system has curtain cover and tunnel stations with double height column free spaces and mezzanines, making it easier for the passengers to navigate through. Sustainability, optimization of daylight, and integration of arts were as much a part of the design. Our approach for the Stillwell Avenue terminal was to create a civic presence to a once glamorous destination of Coney Island. Idea was to delete existing canopy structures from the individual platforms and to create a new roof structure covering all the platforms into single large space. This structure is designed by fusing three arch forms with the roof enclosure in shingle-like PV panels, generating energy for the lighting. Glencove Ferry Terminal is located in Glencove, Long Island. Plan was to create a ferry terminal to revitalize the area and improve water connections. Much planning was involved to improve circulation, traffic, parking, etc., but the architectural language of the ferry terminal is clearly nautical. Plan is a simple quarter of a circle in response to the site, creating two levels of internal public amenities and linking it with the external public spaces, blurring the boundaries. Hudson-Bergen Light Rail System along the Hudson River in New Jersey provided opportunity to work with kit of parts standards for common elements and customized designs to be site-specific. For the employee facility and the train storage facility, we expressed linear quality by including repetitive components, stretching building elements, and integrating art in motion. For select stations, we emphasized vertical elements such as stairs and elevators, and along the Hudson River, we proposed tensile structure, integrating rainwater as a design feature. Our design solution for the Walter J. Rand Transportation Center was to create a single facility integrating existing station and adding a new station for the light rail. We simply took an approach of creating a new roof and extending the parts of it like the tentacles of octopus with multiple functions encompassing various elements with a goal of unifying the entire project into a singular statement. For the canopy program design competition, we proposed kinetic canopy structure as a prototype. Idea was to find a way to generate solar energy and have one canopy open and fold depending on a climate and the time of the day like a flower. Canopy was designed in three folds. Two folds primarily provided shelter, while the third fold extended the shelter during the open position and folding to close the station at night.